With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Holy Toledo.
Long time, I feel like, since we podcasted in the living room, but it really hasn't been that long at all.
No, it's been like...
It's been like a week and a day.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
So much has happened,
So guys. Much has happened. We're back from the first leg of our wildly successful tour.
It was such a success that we're doing it again.
As planned. But it was such a success that these shows in Boston, Philly, and New York are definitely going to sell out.
So get on them now.
So exciting. Yeah. And honestly, if you missed out, I feel sorry for you, because
it was
we fucking slayed it.
It was every show we had, everyone was really positive. Salt Lake City was a success.
Salt Lake City was a smash. Our hustle and bustle on...
Our complaining.
Every possible channel and moment paid off, and we doubled ticket sales.
And people drove in, people traveled, people flew in. Thank you to everyone who came to Salt Lake City, because that was a tall order. And
you guys made it happen, and honestly, I'm obsessed with Salt Lake City, and I cannot wait to go back.
We met some incredible people. Some people were truly starting, and I was so into it.
Yeah.
The people that worked at all the venues were incredible. Chicago, the two nights we were there, both nights were amazing.
The venues were incredible. We love the Metro Music Hall. We love Sleeping Village.
Sleeping Village.
The crowds were so good. I think
I saw my old babysitter.
Carrie's old babysitter showed up with her husband.
With her husband, my friend Alex from college. Shout out to Kirsten and Alex for coming out.
It was a smash.
It was great.
It was a smash hit.
We bonded.
Yeah.
We
traveled together.
We're now travel friends.
We broke the travel seal. We did that.
We succeeded. I think we both were like in a chill place traveling. I didn't freak out flying.
I know. You really kept your shit together. I'm proud of you.
minus the gurgling infant in front of me, who mm-hmm. did quiet down eventually. But on the way home from Chicago yesterday, there was a infant that was crying so deeply and so shrilly. And I was like truly concerned for this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents, you know, to their... I know, I can't imagine what it's like to travel with an infant. God bless. They were trying their best, but it was a lot. And thankfully, the baby quieted down. But I was about to, like...
It's so hard, because, like, I want to murder the entire family when a baby is doing that. And, like, I instantly blame the parent. I go into, like, a total mommy and daddy shaming. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Get your wild, feral child together, or like don't go on a plane, or like drive or walk somewhere, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
I go to such a place of hatred,
and then you realize,
but it's really not their fault. Like, babies are gonna fucking cry.
Babies are truly have no,
they don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit. They don't know where they are.
They don't give a rat's ass. So they only care about themselves, and it has nothing to do with the parents.
No, the parents are just doing their goddamn best, and like, and they were sweet. They were like apologizing. But I was like, you don't need to apologize.
But apologies kind of aren't enough.
I know.
I'll be honest. I've seen some parents give out like gifts to people around them, or like Starbucks gift cards. Like,
wow.
Which I think is actually the best way to go about it. Like, they'll give out like a $5 Starbucks gift card to like everyone in their vicinity.
That's nice.
And I honestly think that should be
the norm.
The norm. Mm. If your baby, if you know you have a screamer, I'm talking about like if your baby's a screamer,
yeah,
and you know this, you need to go into a plane with a Santa Claus bag of Starbucks gift cards.
Santa Claus.
And you're going to have to give me two because my order costs more than $5.
Yeah, no, that's actually a good, that's a good plan. I, you know, and I was like, I kept looking at like my seatmates, these two women, and I kept being like, ugh.
You bonded.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, ugh, back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of, and then we stopped bonding.
Yeah.
As soon as we were in the air, we were like,
I like to be in a place of ignore.
Yeah.
Or just like, ignore, but I respect everyone's plain autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect any interaction, and I don't want any interaction expected of me.
Fuck no.
Like, only people, it's friends only.
Leave
on a
me
plane.
Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time I was on a plane with my mom, and this parent was, she was with her like three children, and she was like, everything her kid was doing, she was like, oh, you're coloring. Okay, you're coloring.
Oh, yeah.
You're coloring. And then my mom turned to me and she goes, we got a narrator on our hands. But it was, all in all, it was a great trip. Salt Lake City rocked my fucking world.
I can't wait for the day I get to go back to Salt Lake City, which at this rate is going to be sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like...
I'm a huge SLC fan. I'm a huge fan of Mormons.
Mm.
Like...
Yeah.
I actually live and breathe for them. I hope to know many. I shan't be converting ever. But
we
like,
met some.
We met some. I respect their religion, like the non-fundamentalist ones. I'm like, live, laugh, mourn. Do you, babe. You
right.
keep it clean around here. Your devotion
love,
to like impeccable service, I really respect. And like...
clean.
You are the cogs keeping this machine running, so I have no choice but to stand.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I was very interested in the Mormon vibes, the structures, the Christmas decorating that was already happening. Like, I was very...
Well, they have to prepare.
They're into
preparing. They're the biggest choir on Christmas Eve. Like, they sing like a huge televised choir thing.
Yeah.
So they have to rehearse.
No, it was great. It was, you know, I was definitely weirded out a little, and I have to admit that. SLC gave me some weird vibes, but I was into it.
I love a sinister, I love the energy of everything seems perfect on the exterior, but you know that something sinister lurks below.
Brewing.
Like, that gives me life juice.
Uh-huh.
And I love, like, a little bit of danger, or knowing that, like, all you have to do is dig deeper and you'll uncover like danger you've never even conceived of. So SLC definitely has that energy, and I respect it.
Yeah. And then once we got to Chicago though, I was like, because it felt more like the vibe I'm used to, like that kind of city vibe that I'm used to. So I felt like immediately safe again.
Mm-hmm.
But I love SLC and I plan to go to Valters.
I've got to get back to Valters.
And I want to go to Park City. Anyway, I love Utah. It was a good... the whole thing was great. And I'm really excited for round two. And I'm excited to be back in my hometown of Philly.
Yeah, that's going to be mage. I can't wait to go to...
Austin.
I haven't planned travel yet, but I'm going to try and get like a couple days going in Philly to just like soak up the fall vibes and go to the Little Italy area. Because I went there last time I was in Philly to officiate a wedding and it really soothed my soul.
I forgot you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, South Philly.
And Sam, I have to reach out to them and get them on the Philly guest list.
Was it a gay wedding?
Duh.
Hell yeah.
It's the only kind of wedding I would officiate.
South Philly. The Italian market.
The Italian market is everything to me.
Reading Terminal, that's where you should go.
Honestly, I think America, I love it.
I love America.
I love the American cities. I like seeing every one of them.
Chicago felt real American, and I was just like, I mean, we talked about it on the episode on our live show, but I was very like in a place of thoroughly modern Millie.
Yeah, you were really wowed by... Mm-hmm. Chicago being a city.
But I didn't do much there.
No. You really committed to a bed journey.
Mm-hmm.
I was...
You took to the streets.
I was really having like a love affair. The weather was so nice. But I also was cognizant. I mean, I think the weather's nice there during that weekend. And the people are really nice, which I love. But... It really does have city trolls that like LA doesn't have. Like LA, I think I felt like I kept running into things in Chicago that like weren't accessible or I like couldn't get what I want when I wanted it. And I appreciate that about LA.
Yeah, LA makes it easy to do and get what you need.
Yeah. I mean, you pay and then you get.
You pay
but
to
in
play.
Chicago, you might pay and you might not get.
Chicago. Yeah, I mean, it just like any city, like New York, like there were some moments where I felt very like, I'm small, you know, like I'm being put in my place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I both respected it and feared it. But we were trolled by our hotel. We were trolled by...
Yeah, it was a series of trolled at every turn, which I...
Our arrival was a troll.
Just accepted. But all in all, I mean, great. I could not have asked for two better shows. And each show was better than the last.
It's
and that,
true.
I think, bodes really well.
Yeah. So get into this experience. See for yourself.
You have three chances left in 2021, the year of our Lord, to see Sex Unique Podcast live. So
get into
take
it.
Take your pick. Do get what needs to be done.
Those ticks.
Yeah.
Speaking of Salt Lake, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast. Salty Utah Queens.
Shamazing.
The only thing I'm guilty of is being shamazing. Jen is not very shamazing these days.
Jen made some bold jokes this episode. That identity theft joke, I was like, honey.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I couldn't laugh because I was too taken aback by it.
This is why I think they all knew, because Lisa's face when she said that was kind of like, I just had a feeling. I think they all must have heard rumors.
I'm sure there's rumors spreading, but I'll bet no one expected it to go down like it did.
But Lisa Barlow, like Dorit and Kyle, is in a place of, and Crystal is in a place of like Erica Jane with Jen Shaw. At this moment, she's like all about Jen and like healing her. And like, it's very,
I think it's a little codependent because she recognizes how dysfunctional, what a dysfunctional person Jen is. And I think that she probably yearns to help her and get like set her straight.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen.
No. I saw Lisa Barlow tweeted something. It was like a like a Bluetooth thing
mm-hmm.
that looks like almost like a handleless mic. And she's like, I love my Galaxy. Like,
Samsung?
Something. I was like, whoa, she's hawking.
People that are in a place of Galaxy, I'm like, how does that exist?
I think it was that. I might be wrong, but it was definitely like a promo for like some kind of non-iPhone Bluetooth that made me like, whoa.
I mean, I would basically do an ad for anything yeah. on this podcast. I truly have no fucking boundaries or standards when it comes to ads yeah. for Sup. So Galaxy, hit me up. Mm. I'm really intrigued by actually those Motorola flip phones that flip open to a huge screen.
Do
that's
it.
Like a screen that's in half, but then it's open.
Pod Pilot.
I was
pilot.
Always like, have you seen those?
Yeah, I think so.
I was... The Razor,
I
the release
Razor.
Of the Motorola Razor nearly tore me and my family apart.
I miss the Razor. I miss the act of...
Yeah. It was so...
Hello?
Remember, yeah. Didn't the Razor cost like $500
It was
or
so
something?
Expensive.
It was so expensive.
It was like the future. They were sleek. They were sexy. I can't wait for the screen to flip open and then like a hologram pops up.
Yeah, I want
go 3D.
Full Star Wars 3D.
Yeah.
Like sending video hologram messages.
Totally.
Or like, I guess this doesn't make sense now, but wasn't there some sort of technology where you could do like the keyboard was on your, like a shadow or a something, like a light thing on your forearm and you could like tap using your...
I think that might be in a movie.
Well.
It's coming.
Make it. Honestly.
I mean... Yeah, like Google Glass has like...
But does that doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Mm-hmm.
I just like don't understand how these other companies stay in business.
I don't know.
Because Apple is just always slaying.
I mean...
But Apple's got to step their pussy game up because, I mean, I'm going to get the 13.
We saw someone with a 13.
We both...
named Hannah.
Cooed over it.
Yeah, we went, ooh.
Ooh. I go, it's so shiny.
It's so shiny. Hannah who got our hat.
The witch hat.
The witch hat. Yeah. Shout out to you.
Real heads know that we're there. Oh, and real Patreon heads are going to get the Chicago episode.
Yeah, so if you subscribe to Patreon, you're going to be able to listen to our off-the-record episodes, live show
our
from
thoughts,
Chicago.
Our lols.
Our thoughts,
our
lols.
Opinions on life, love,
so if you're,
and Vanderpump Rules.
If you haven't joined Patreon, you can subscribe to listen to those. And if you have, well, good for you. Now that I have a reference for Salt Lake, it all just feels really powerful.
It's extremely powerful. And I'm like, God, I know every nook and cranny of this city.
When I saw like West Temple, I was like, temple.
Been there.
Scoot.
Everything centered around the temple. I know this whole thing. Ding.
I limed down temple.
We limed
hard.
We flew down the sidewalks at 16 miles an hour. My lime was jiggling.
We were both jiggling.
Yeah.
I was letting out like orgasm noises on the streets.
We biked.
We
used the green bikes.
Yeah, that was...
It was a good workout.
I needed it too, but I thought it was going to be like a kind of like a moped.
Carrie expected like an electric bike. I love. Those are like $2,000 or $3,000 a
piece. I know. Not there.
Not yet.
Seth FaceTimes Meredith and he goes, I've never seen your eyes before. And Meredith just goes, okay.
That's ridiculous. But they're sexily FaceTiming, keeping the sparks alive.
Yeah.
He's discovering new things about his wife of 20 plus years, like her eyes.
Her eyes. I love that. Even if it's not true, I love his like...
I love his wonder.
His commitment to performance.
Yeah.
We head on over to Beauty Lab and Laser. Live, love, lab. A
and
sign on the wall.
Heather says PRF is taking off. Under eye filler. Is
Heather is in a
bigger
full,
and better than ever.
Like pantsuit moment.
She's stepped into
woman.
Her boss babydom, and she's just wheeling and dealing. Beauty Lab is thinking about expanding.
Her partner Dre inexplicably has an arm cast.
Sometimes you break bones.
Yeah, she looks like Heather.
She does.
I think they're all related.
I think that once you have enough filler and you're all just getting
yeah.
the same filler, your faces just become similar
yeah,
over
that's
time.
True.
Beauty Lab PS, when you land in Salt Lake and you take a taxi into the city of Salt Lake City from the airport, one of the first billboards you will see is a billboard for Beauty Lab.
Yeah.
And I felt like you the gasped. Universe had aligned. Yeah. And I was right at home.
You were. It's a good way to welcome your spirit into this sacred land.
Yeah. I feel like probably the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City are breathing a whole new life into the city.
I think they are. They're bringing tourism. They're bringing people. Like, we went to Toscana.
Cucina Toscana was pretty dead. I definitely think Valters is the winner between the two.
We were denied at Valters.
But
we don't want to talk about that.
Well, they know because they have probably listened to the live episode. But, like, truly everything is... I didn't, like, have a bad meal in Salt Lake.
No, the food was great. Ruth's Chris.
Yeah, live, laugh.
Chef's kiss.
Chris. Heather's business has doubled thanks to the pandemic and people staring at their ugly faces on Zoom, mm-hmm. wishing that they looked any sort of different than they actually do, which I relate to.
The Zoom boom, she keeps calling it.
And I wish that I had, like, invested even, like, $100 in... whatever company makes that shit.
Yeah, I wish I had gone to Beauty Lab and Laser while we were there.
I don't know how much I trust their work. Like, I love them. I root for them. I want nothing but the best for Heather and Beauty Lab and Laser. But, like...
I'm not sure.
I would not, at this stage in the game, trust my face under their needles.
Because, like, they all look alike.
Well, I just haven't seen any of their... I don't know what their injectors do. I like an injector with an Instagram presence where you mm-hmm. can... It's much... Choosing your injector is like choosing someone, like a hairstylist. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to see what you're working with. Yeah. I need to see that it's consistent. I mm-hmm. want to know your point of view, like mm-hmm. your approach to things.
Your story, your history, your narrative.
I want to know your work level and mm-hmm. then, and only then, will I feel comfortable even having a consultation.
True. Whitney FaceTimes Heather and she's just showing off her giant jugs.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather goes, wow, your boobs. And Whitney goes, what?
And jiggles them.
She goes,
Heather fills Whitney in about her recent meeting with Jen at the Chernobyl ice castle. And Whitney just goes, oh, geez.
Oh, geez. Heather goes, we laughed, we yelled at each other, we cried, now we're best friends again. And I was like, here we go.
Honey, it's toxic.
Whitney's kind of just like, well, I will support this, but I'm not fully trusting of Jen Shah.
Neat.
And Heather's like, okay, well.
Good take, Whit.
I'm codependent.
Yeah. Heather's like, I'm addicted to
Jen
juice, and I will be seeing this through as far as it can go until she destroys my life yet again.
You will be picking me off the floor once more.
I shall be a puddle, and you will have to mop me up this time around, mm-hmm. and the cycle will repeat itself probably 3 or 4 more times before I wipe my hands clean of Jennifer Shaw.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
Lisa Barlow, Jen Shaw, and some lady named Carrie meet at a slope that looks really fun.
For a snow-go bike lesson.
It's basically just like a bike that you just kind of sit-stand on. And it has...
It's just three skis attached to handles.
And you just kind of slide down.
You lean
and let it kind of ride you.
I at first wrote fun with an exclamation point, and then 2 seconds later I go, actually, this seems incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't like a leaning forward on a handlebar.
No.
Only held up by a tripod of skis.
No, it looked... I wrote, I need this, and then I wrote, absolutely not.
Lisa, like, everyone does, like, a little mogul, and Lisa's riding her ski bike up to one and then just stops. And they're like, Lisa, why didn't you take the mogul? And she goes, it scared me. And I wrote, I feel that.
Lisa looked incredible. That outfit she was wearing with, like, the cuffs, like, the fur cuffs. I was like, I need this outfit. She is my ice queen.
How does everyone look so chic on the slopes? I look like a blob.
No, I look...
I go full sweat blob.
Yeah, I'm sweaty. My face, I have to pee, and my face is just like beet red, and my eyes hurt.
My hair doesn't certainly not like shine on in any sort of elements.
My hair becomes immediately thin from being stuffed in my hat.
All the propecia, it's like it never happened.
Shout out to like...
My hair goes just into a pancake dreadlock behind me and then just becomes one massive rat tail of a dreadlock.
I just look like... I don't know how these women do it. I guess everyone in Salt Lake looks like this on the slope, so God bless them all.
Maybe it's like you ski enough that you eventually like... learn how to be chic, but I literally put on 60 pounds of weight with every layer and the then same. Have a rat lock.
I miss rat.
I literally, my hair becomes a rat king.
You are a true rat king. When I was in Aspen in January, I didn't go skiing because it was like still really scary with COVID. But I saw people like leaving the slopes just looking like this.
Yeah.
Looking perfect, looking immaculate, just walking around with like a glass of champagne. I was like, the fuck?
That's rich ski culture. Yeah. Though.
I guess like if you're that rich. Thing.
If you're that rich, you like can buy, because ski clothes are really expensive. They are. If you're going to buy like a chic ski outfit, you're going to drop like a thou.
No, but not even the ski outfits, like their faces just look immaculate.
That's like, they have like a bucket of La Mer.
Yeah.
I literally get like wrinkles on the slopes.
Me too. I
look like I'm like, I look like, fuck, why can't I think of the word? I'm still Alicing, but.
What word?
I look like a ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, with like.
Like I get like the wrinkle, like the wrinkles on either side of my nose. With a rat tail.
I look like I've smoked 8 packs of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Like my face is just completely dried out. I'm wind-burned. A husk, beef jerky face.
It just goes full tan mom jerky face.
Yeah, I'm immediately like tan. Like I have like an unnatural wind tan and I look like tan mom. I'm tan mom on the carpet, the red carpet, like on the ground with like creases down the fucking down to my clavicle,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just completely void of moisture
with like crusty snot around my nose
and like terrible thin hair and bad breath. Meanwhile, everyone looks
smelling like
ass,
truly
hockey
whale shit, from sweating so much.
But somehow, everyone looks like Jennifer Aniston on the slopes,
They're completely unbothered, have skied a black diamond, lived to tell the tale, look like a Barbie doll, and have a glass of champagne.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, The Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free, installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Lisa Barlow goes, "Where's my Vita?"
Yeah, that's what I'd be asking after that ski bike.
Carrie goes missing, and then it's just Jen and Lisa sitting by on like a little veranda.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen is talking about her and Sharif, and Lisa's like, "How's he doing? Is he coach season's coming up again? Is he going to be gone a lot? Are you upset about that?" And Jen's like, "No, I'm ready for him to go away because he's just like annoying her."
Yeah, he's doing a lot of home improvement stuff, and I guess they live right next to a Home Depot, so Sharif is just like tinkering.
That's cute.
I love that. Jen, I want nothing more than a man who like fixes shit.
Jen doesn't know what she has.
No, she's probably about to lose him.
Yeah, he's like hot and kind and
hot, kind,
positive,
respectful Muslim king.
Yeah. Who's just like,
who has great genetics. They have two
beautiful sons.
Yeah.
Like he's,
who
she's
can do
lucky.
Home repair projects.
Yeah.
And brings in, has a great paycheck. And on top of that, you get to have time off from the relationship because he travels.
And he gets to, he like picks her up anywhere she needs him.
Mm-hmm.
We love Coach Sharif.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay in this time.
Jen's planning an ice fishing excursion, and she tells Lisa, she goes, "I need your height, weight, stats. Don't worry, I won't steal your identity."
And then Lisa is silent for a second and then goes, "Yeah, don't steal my identity, Jen. What do you want these for?"
I don't know if Jen's jokes are aging well.
Yeah.
I was shocked that she would even have the balls to say that.
This is why I think it's just like, it's on the... It's on the tip.
It's on the horizon.
The legs. What is that? The tip of the tongue.
I don't know. What is that?
It's like a warm up, like a musical warm up. The legs. That's on the tip of the tongue.
I love.
Everyone's it's right in the, yeah, the rumor mill.
The rumor mill.
I'm just like having a. I'm still Alice-ing.
It's a real. I mean, our brains have been through a lot.
Yeah.
This past week.
Jen
feels like she's apologized enough to Meredith and doesn't understand why on earth Meredith could still be mad at her.
I will say Jen has a good impression of Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she says something, Lisa just goes, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Love that.
Love that.
Lisa doesn't understand Jen and Heather's relationship, and I love her take on it. She's like, Jen's always saying how much she hates Heather, and Heather says how much she hates Jen, and then they're friends. I don't want that. It's like, same.
Lisa, also in her confessionals, and her eyes looked red.
Oh, I didn't notice.
The lighting, for some reason, I think a few of the women who have brown eyes, for some reason, the lighting made their eyes look like burgundy.
I was noticing some like burgundy brows, like on Meredith's brows looked kind of reddish.
I think it was the lighting.
You guys, Shed Media, you better get your fucking shit together.
What if Lisa Barlow,
you better light these ladies up,
inexplicably has blood red colored contacts in?
I would love that.
I would love that too.
I wouldn't put it past her just to switch things up.
Yeah. Mary and Robert Jr. go out for grilled cheese and tomato soup, and it looked really good.
Where the fuck were they?
Because we didn't see that.
Like, that is now on my list. And this is when I became full-blown SLC head, is this scene and seeing these grilled cheeses. I was like...
The way they bite into them, you just hear...
This city does it right.
They do.
What? They can't... Like, they don't know what failure means.
No.
And I love that about them.
Mary demands Robert Jr. pray before they eat.
Okay, my theory on Mary and Robert Jr. is that she trolls him way too much and embarrasses him.
Yeah, she likes to humiliate.
She likes to really, like, it made me uncomfortable.
She likes to humiliate people.
Mm-hmm. Pick at them and humiliate them, and you can't do anything right.
Yeah.
Because even him biting into a sandwich... She makes a big deal out of that. It's like, it's a grilled cheese sandwich.
He's a sweetie.
He is
sweet.
He's
like a gentle, kind of scared child.
I know.
I would be afraid if Mary was my mom.
Yeah, I would be terrified.
She also wants him to go to the army.
She goes, bless the food, bless the food. Do you want to go to the army?
Yeah. She goes, louder, louder, louder. And he just says it. And he
is relentless.
Sanctifying. She's like, Robert Sr. went to the army and it made him what he is now. So I want Robert Jr. And he's like, no, I really don't think I'm going to go to the army.
He wants to move out, but then she, which also like, you don't really need to move out at this point. Like you have a fridge in your room. So you're basically all set.
But she's like, she goes, he will go to the army.
If you go to the army, you can move the hell out. She goes, he needs to go. He needs the army. He needs to learn. He might even need to drown a little bit. She goes, do you want to go to the army? Please go to the army. She's just so obsessed with the army.
She's probably the only parent who like wants their child to join the army. I mean, maybe there are a few.
Why does she? She just wants him to be in someone else's hands.
Yeah, or she thinks like that's what it takes to be a real man or something.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Like, I could see why she would formulate that opinion.
But it's also like, no, not, you don't want him to be in the army.
I don't get
army vibes from him.
Army vibes from Robert Jr.
Also, no, not right now.
No. I mean, not ever.
Not ever, but like, come on.
Yeah. Please go to the army.
Please. He might jump out of a plane. He might drown.
He might need to drown a little. Like, I can think of some people that should go to army.
Yeah.
But he just seems like he needs to get a job and save some money.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't give him as much of an allowance as you do.
Like Demi Lovato should probably be in the army.
Demi Lovato absolutely should join the army.
They would thrive. I think they would like do well and come out great.
Yeah.
So.
Someone would get to whip them into shape.
Then we cut over to Jenny. Carlin is literally...
A comedian.
Jewel. She's a comedian. She's leading the family in a Saturday afternoon science experiment. And I was like, I just am obsessed with her.
Her kids, I've never seen such a functional, wholesome family. Like these sweet kids just doing science experiments and then they help each other clean up the kitchen.
Yeah. They put toothpaste, kind of baking soda experiments where it like overflows. Carlin's leading the charge.
And then they all work together.
But I sense some dysfunction with the husband.
Well, yeah, obviously. But like these kids children, are fine. If you did that to me and my siblings, like left us alone to clean something, we'd beat the shit out of each other. Like there would be no yeah. cleaning.
It'd be like a wrestling
There'd
match.
Be tears and then someone would get scratched. My brother would like dig his fingernails into someone's arm. Someone else would like roundhouse kick another person. Like it would devolve into a brawl.
Just the four Shane Hall's children.
Just fucking brawling. You couldn't leave us alone.
Would you be punching?
Probably. Slapping. I like a slap.
Do your brothers punch?
They punched.
Each other?
Yeah. One of them once gave the other one like a bloody nose on the bus to school. Socked him a full blown rainbow sock in the nose.
And who?
Kurt punched Jake. And Jake's nose bled all, like, a faucet. It bled like the fucking Red Sea.
What did you do?
I was so embarrassed. I was like, I can't believe these
two. Did you help them?
No, I was just like, oh my God. I, like, got off. Because I think I was in grade school, but they were still in preschool. So I was like, I'm fucking out of here. I was like, this is so humiliating. Like, I cannot believe you guys. And then they, like, had to get picked up because Jake was covered in blood.
Love.
But Jake trolled Kurt a little too hard, and Kurt retaliated.
Just lob.
A full-blown...
Like Jenny, like JWoww hitting Mike situation. Yeah.
It was a full, like, an arc. I'll yeah. never forget. I couldn't believe. I was like, these animals.
My sister's... We didn't... I mean, I was never allowed to hit her.
Well, yeah, I mean, no one was allowed to hit.
No, but I was like, she would scratch me.
That's the way of the sister.
She used to press my cuticles down.
Like, just press on your
fingers? Well, she would like, be like, I want to put your cuticle, I want to like, make sure your cuticles are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would press them down, but she knew it hurt me. And I'd be like screaming in the car. She'd be like, no, I'm just trying to help you.
Hell yeah, Taryn.
Yeah. Jenny's husband wants her to have more kids. And Jenny's like, fuck you.
Yeah,
she's had nine miscarriages and three C-sections. And she's like, I'm in my 40s. The doctors say, like, I could have a compromised pregnancy if I try again. Please don't put me through this. And he's like, well, we'll find an option. It's like, shut up.
I wonder if this is gearing up for, like, a surrogate storyline. Or if this is, like, going to be a marital issue storyline. I'm like, where's this going? It doesn't seem like it's just going to stand alone as a singular conversation.
I didn't like this. I thought it was a little Handmaid's, and I didn't like her being like, no, like, I'm not doing this. And him being like, well, we'll see about that.
Her face when he goes, oh. I think we should have more children. She just goes.
I like Jenny a lot.
Oh, I love Jenny.
She really was the MVP of this episode.
But I think there's something brewing with this kids talk.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but I'm on the edge of my damn seat.
Heather's daughters are preparing for kick line, drum line.
Drill?
Drill.
What's a drill? Is that kind of army?
It's like...
You do the robot?
Like, no, it's like...
In formation?
Yeah, it's like flag.
Is it like Beyonce's Get in Formation?
Yeah, it's like, I think it goes along with like a drumline band or a marching band. It's like the dancers.
Cool.
Georgia's doing ballet point.
I love ballet shoes.
Yeah.
I made my mom get me ballet shoes for Christmas once, even though I quit ballet because mm-hmm. it was like made me too sweaty and the teachers were mean. But I would just like, point shoe around the house. I always loved a place of point, just shoving my hooves into them and being like, doot, 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 doot. Like,
I know. I think if I had gone back in time, I would have encouraged myself to do dancing more because I liked it.
I would have said, stick with it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't take the trolls. I couldn't take the sweat. And then I couldn't take the pokes of the teachers, like pinching and poking at your fat.
My sister was. A big dancer.
I love.
It like, it makes you better at everything. Like,
gives you great posture.
Yeah. Heather again really wants Ashley to like be fucking wild in yeah, college.
Just slore it up in college.
Just head on over to California and just do the damn thing.
Yeah.
She's like, I want her to make mistakes. So many mistakes. I want her to regret her life. I want her to come to the edge of sanity and feel completely broken inside, but do it at a young age. So
but
she's
in
not
college.
But in college, and her be a good girl, a good time girl. I want her to feel completely wrecked and ruined by the age of 20 and then come hobbling home to Utah. It's like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
She's going a little too far with this. We've already discussed this, but like, she needs to stop.
It's also projection, like complete projection of her wishing that she had been more like that.
I'm realizing Heather's a little... She's a little manipulative with her kids. Or she's kind of... Tony. She's kind of... She centers herself a lot with her children. Like, just little things, like, when she's talking about, like, religion, she's like, I'm not going to be involved. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. she's kind of, like...
She tests them, kind of.
But she's also, like, it's kind of all about Heather, I think, in this family.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that because she didn't come to our show.
Yeah, so. It's about mom's journey. But yeah. I can see why it would get to that place because...
No, I get
it. She probably devoted her whole life to being like mother and like wife and then had that break and the divorce. And now,
like 2 years earlier,
at the point in her life where she's like, what about me? What about my life and my business? So I see why it's like that, but that doesn't make it like a healthy coping mechanism.
I totally get it. And it's very recent. I didn't realize how recent this is. It's like in the last 4 years that this has all gone down.
And that would also, it's like, there's a lot of growing up to do, I feel like, when you get out of a situation like that, but also get a therapist.
Get a therapist and don't like drag your kids into it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
I love her little redhead daughter who's like, I want to go back to church, maybe, but I feel like it's too late.
And then Heather goes, it's never too late.
She goes, I'll go with you.
And she goes, and then the daughter looks at her and kind of in a sinister way goes, good, you should. I was like, oh dear.
I kind of hope I have like one really religious child. It's so cute.
Oh,
you're darling.
Go to church.
I love that. Sure, I'll go to church with you once.
Everyone should be in a youth group. I was.
TBD on that, but like if one of my children found some religion that really spoke to them and they were all about it, I would find that adorable.
My youth group though was a bunch of like future gays and girls who were like really silly, and we like ran around screaming and didn't actually do anything. Like, I mean, we talked about God, but it was very much like just a hangout on Sundays.
Yeah.
And we had lock-ins and like we sprayed each other with water and like
literally... Did you go to church camp?
No, but we did a lock-in in our church basement that was like furnished. And we had a priest come and talk to us about abstinence. And we were all like, And I like took an abstinence wristband.
Yeah. I think I got like a abstinence ring or something like that.
I was like, yeah. I was like, I remember being like, well, if I am abstinent, I don't have to have sex with women.
Yeah, for a closeted gay, abstinence is like the best possible scenario.
I was like, this is a good solution. I'll just wait till I get married.
I know, if I had a son that was like really into abstinence, I'd be like, you're gay, right?
Yeah.
You can tell me.
And I remember, and then we did lip sync contests and we did an America's Next Top Model show.
Fun.
It was really fun.
Okay, your youth group sounds fun.
Mrs. Salenza, R.I.P. Elaine Salenza, my queen.
Mine was great friends I made, but then we would definitely go to like church. And I got to be in like lots of musicals and stuff, which I loved. But then there was also like church camp where you would meet in a tabernacle wearing like more conservative clothes and like have to sing with your hand in the air and like share about God and stuff.
That wasn't us.
Yeah. But this is also in Oklahoma, so it's like Baptist, heavy Baptist energy.
There was a lip sync contest and these two people lip synced Phantom of the Opera.
The whole thing?
The song.
Oh.
No. But that's a long song. It's like 7 minutes long.
The Phantom of the Opera.
And they just kind of swayed and we were all just sitting there watching.
Wild.
And then my friends and I did a performance to Bjork, Army of Me.
That's cool.
And we
you guys are edgy.
We took like fire blankets and like my friend Rachel. I'm
just a straight boy performing Bjork at the church camp.
No, it was me and three of my friends, and then my friend Rachel had a giant blanket that we all came out of, like in the Nutcracker, coming out of that big dress, and we like ran around and like worshipped her.
Love.
We had like a pagan.
Again, how are the people not putting together the signs?
For all of us or me?
Or just mostly you?
I don't know. I think everyone knew.
My dream son.
Thanks.
Being like, I did a Nutcracker dress replica to a Bjork song. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, thank you, God, for giving me the gay son I've craved, I've prayed for.
Literally, I think 3/4 of the guys in that youth group were all gay now.
Wow.
It was great.
Everyone also, I guess, was hooking up at church camp, except I had no idea that that was happening. Like, I just thought we were all, like, going to bed and no one was sneaking out. And then I find out that, like, everyone was getting finger banged and sneaking out. And I'm like, wait, I'm so, like, naive when it comes to that
You're
stuff.
Innocent. You're oldest child.
I know. I wasn't, like, subjected. I didn't know.
That's sweet, though.
Anywho.
Then we head over to Brooks and Meredith. Meredith's having, like, a kind of look-see with all her...
Yeah, she's hosting a trunk show.
Her gay assistant's there. Brooks looks like a twink from 1930s Berlin.
With his hoodie?
No, with his like...
That, oh, his that little... Yeah, his haircut.
He looks very cabaret.
It's very cabaret. From the neck up, cabaret. From the neck down, streetwear.
He's a little sweetie.
He is sweet. I'm obsessed with Meredith's style. I think she has incredible style.
I didn't like when Mary dragged her. I was like...
I'm obsessed with Mary. She goes, Meredith style is Meredith Marks. And that can be in style. That's her style for me.
She goes, don't make me talk about this.
I'm obsessed. Also, yeah, Mary, who has truly haunted doll style.
I know. Some gay guy named Nat arrives and he looks like Megan Rapinoe.
He did.
The soccer player.
Also, why is, like, who is this 20-something?
I don't know.
I want to go to the trunk show.
And then Mary comes. So Meredith's like, I'm only inviting people who I know appreciate fashion.
Invite me.
I was like, have us there.
I want to go to her store.
Mary and Brooks have, like, a special little bond.
They're friends now.
I think I, like, am into it.
I'm
like,
into it, too.
Mary's, like, cool with him being gay.
She knows, like, the lines that she can't cross. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the best way to experience Mary is to have the protection of your family.
Mm-hmm.
And like, then you just get to live, laugh, love with her and she won't try and indoctrinate you or like humiliate you.
Mm-hmm. The three of them sit down and Jen's kind of like, or not Jen, Meredith is talking about Jen and she's like telling Mary about how she's been liking, in her opinion, homophobic tweets against Brooks. And Brooks is like, and I have never even come out. I was like, okay, we need to, like, guys.
I mean.
Come on. I'm sorry. I'm, you know, whatever anyone says they are, I'm, like, fully supportive. But I'm like, what?
It's why, like, why the tease?
It's like when.
I mean, you're definitely not straight.
No, just be like,
you're definitely somewhere on the Kinsey scale that's not whatever being totally straight is. Like, that we all can agree on and know for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's gay. I'm not even saying he's bi. I'm just saying he's not straight as the day is long.
Yeah. It's like when Mickey in The Comeback says, did you tell Juno I was gay? And Val goes, no. And she goes, well, why would she have asked me?
And Valerie's
and like, Val goes, I'm going inside. That's Mary when he says that.
What if, like,
yeah, I know I'm probably gonna get like haters being like,
no, I'm just thinking like, remember Simon and Alex? Like, he was kind of gay,
mm-hmm.
but he identifies as like straight, I guess.
He identifies as Bordello.
Yeah. He's vampiric.
He's vampire.
He's Transylvanian.
They're like swingers that go to like swinger resorts.
Yeah, they go to like nude resorts. Mm-hmm.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I mean, what if Brooks is like fully straight?
Maybe.
I would love that.
Yeah. Good for him.
I mean, I think a little ambiguity. I think too many people are making such a deal about like labels, being gay and like identity. And I think it's time to just get a little bit closeted again and like a little bit ambiguous, mm-hmm, and keep people on their toes and guessing.
I kind of like it. I think it's kind of iconic that he's just like refusing to say. And I'm like, you know what? A little mystique goes a long way. And for a Gen Zer to just be like decidedly none of your business.
And to not create like a diehard identity around it.
Yeah.
I respect that.
It's kind of punk. So yeah. I'm into it.
Meredith goes, she was speculating about his sexuality, about Jen Shaw.
Mary goes, let me tell you about Jen. She goes, she is a grown woman in her 50s.
She goes, this has to be stopped. She is a grown woman in her 50s. You have to be silent.
She will call upon Jesus.
She goes, you have to be silent. Because I have to poot and I need silence. And then she goes,
and Brooks and Meredith are like this.
She goes, and that's what talking about her makes me do.
Brooks cracks up. Meredith goes.
Meredith's a little aghast.
Yeah, she goes.
Mary's on her own journey.
Meredith beefs. No, Mary like lets out a big fart in the middle of Meredith's home.
You could hear the fart. The mic picked it up so that you know that it was like,
I thought she was going to kid, and then she actually farted. I was like, wow.
I hope they didn't just add that in post-production.
Now I have to poop.
Mary is like a performer at heart, and I see why there's a cult built all around her.
She was
the chosen one for literal things like this.
She is a mother, she is a prophet, and she farts.
She's a performance artist.
She toots.
And she will have a following because of it. And that's just how it goes. Her grandma knew.
Yeah. Jen's big surprise is that she's taking the ladies ice fishing, which I was like, oh.
I want to go.
Yeah, it looks fun.
I reconsidered everything I knew about myself during this episode, and I was like, do I love winter sports? Do I need to move to Utah?
No.
You can go ice fishing. You can go like snowshoeing.
I would like ice fishing for exactly 30 minutes.
If you got to build like...
I know that about myself.
Mm-hmm. I don't like... It's sunny, so I think that helps.
It's cold. And I'd be worrying... The entire time I kept being like, Imagine if this lake just breaks while they're all on it.
It's not going to break. I would like to go ice fishing, like, in Grumpy Old Men. Or is it Grumpy Old Men or Grumpier, where they
have
where
little it's huts. Cold
and they have huts and you can have a fire?
Yeah, that's cool.
That would be, like, a fun day.
Yeah.
For one day, like, an outdoorsy ice fishing moment. I wouldn't want to do it every day.
No.
Whitney's a...
There's this amazing camera work really fast where that goes through the ice into the water. And they, like, fast forward it. And I was like, wow, this is...
Nat Geo.
This is cinema.
Whitney's a little trying to approach cautiously. She has a life jacket because Jen threatened to drown her last season. And it cuts to Jen going, I will drown you, bitch.
He'll drown you in the lake out back.
Remember when at the reunion Whitney was like, and you threatened to pull me out of my house and drown me in the lake behind it.
And Jen goes, oh, I was kidding.
I love that.
Whitney also is wearing a horrific bucket hat.
And a horrific coat.
Yeah.
The whole outfit is not working.
Stuart, by the way, is helping set up.
Jen and Stu, they're like, let's get the social security numbers of these ice fishing guides.
Someone at the LA show revealed that he's married and has kids.
That was a shocking moment.
Yeah.
Just when you think you know someone, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
Lisa and Whitney are at odds.
Yeah, Whitney's like, she really has something against me. I think she might be attracted to me. Hee hee. And I was like, okay.
Get over yourself.
Gay panic.
Then Heather and Whitney arrive. I'm loving Heather's supreme backpack.
As they're walking up, Jen turns to the ice fisher attendant. She goes, okay, now these two ladies are a bit rowdy. And she kind of starts talking shit about Heather. Like, she's back to her, back on her shit.
Yeah.
She's basically like, Heather's going to try to fuck you.
She might hit on you, but you don't press charges against, like, sexual harassment, do you? And I love the guys. They're like, no, it's chill. They're, like, truly the straightest of straight guys who appreciate any sliver of a chance that someone might want to fuck them.
But I love Jen already immediately, like...
Putting Heather down. Yeah. Well, that's like the dynamic of their relationship.
Whitney approaches Jen and Jen stares at her for a second with her life jacket. And then she starts laughing because she gets it. Because a troll knows a troll.
Mm-hmm. Heather goes, I have a hard out because Ashley has her drill team. And then Jen does her little drill exercise.
I started cracking up.
Yeah, I liked that.
Jen just like without on cue just goes... And I was, like, actually screaming when she was doing it. Because Jen used to be on the drill team.
I think she should rejoin a drill team. Mm-hmm. She needs, like, some sort of extracurricular activities.
She goes, face right, face left, hands out, salute. face, quarter, hands out, salute. But I love her just going.
About face.
She had, like, MJ moves.
Yeah, I would love any sort of, like, archival footage of Jen.
I was just, like, I watched it three times because it was so, like, organic that she just started going.
It stuck with her.
Lisa Barlow and Jenny arrive, and I would just watch hours of Lisa walking across the frozen lake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
She goes... I have zero experience with fishing, and we all know I don't cook, but you know what I am loving right now? The fish tacos at Del Taco are amazing.
I was like, wait.
I love...
Was that product placement?
She's shilling? Add it to her Samsung.
She's shilling.
Maybe. I respect the hustle. I also... made me crave of Del Taco, which never happens.
And her face when she said it was so like, the fish tacos at Del Taco
are amazing. Okay, I want to get them.
Mm-hmm. Mary isn't coming.
No, there's no way.
No.
She's not going out on that ice. Jesus didn't walk on water for her to like walk on ice.
Yeah, it's too easy.
She goes, let's go real fishing. And then we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Heather and Jen love big holes, they say. Heather goes, you know I love a big hole. And I was like, wait.
Really?
What?
They're like, the bigger the better, hole wise. And I was like,
but wait, you want it?
You're the hole. You, it's small.
Heather's like, I love to be gaped.
The bigger the better. The bigger the hole, the closer to God.
God gape. We had a really, we were pretty raunchy on Sunday night on stage.
Totally.
I loved it.
I love a raunch.
Yeah. It was fun. Guys, you have to listen to that episode. It was, Laura was in rare form describing Jackson Faith fucking. I think I was like going to start dry heaving. I was laughing so hard.
I truly just was so gassed up by the vibe of the audience.
You were channeling.
I channeled. Because I went from a place of yawn, like uncontrollable yawning, mm-hmm. right before we went on stage. Like, was so tired. I was like, TBD, how I'm going to be able to do this. I'm wearing a witch hat, like, and like vegan leather pants. Lord help me. To then, as soon as like the first sounds of laughter happened, I was like, and we're back, baby. And yeah. Then just like hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. It was a really fun show.
So they're like fishing, they're having fun, they're catching some, the goal is for trout.
You gotta get trout. There's perch and there's trout, and every time a trout is caught, the guys scream and everyone scream runs over to it. I was yeah. like, this is hectic. Like, yeah. can't we just chill? Like,
no.
And sit around the trout?
They can't.
Also, is this like a fishing farm or yeah. is this a lake? It seemed like it was off the side of a highway, which I actually don't love.
Yeah, it felt like one of those like weird lakes you see like when you're on like the five.
I need to know more about this fishing hole.
Yeah, Pyramid Lake.
Oh yeah, it did have a Pyramid Lake vibe.
Pyramid Lake scares me. Whenever I drive by it, I'm like, I imagine like my body like sinking in that.
Why? Because it's a reservoir.
It just feels kind of cursed, doesn't it?
It's a little bit spooky.
It's a spooky vibe.
But I like it.
I'm gonna get dumped in there.
You might will yeah. it. if you will it, it mm-hmm. might happen.
Yeah. Meredith arrives and they have like a spaghetti western moment going on, like
she marches towards the gals and it takes her like 45 minutes because it's a 2 mile march in the snow.
And then they keep going to cutting to Jen watching her, and it's like really close up on Jen and she's just like this.
Then Heather goes up to Jen and she's applying like her lip gloss, and she goes, fight in full makeup and you'll always win. My mom taught me that. And I was like, I kind of like that.
Heather's, but she's already like her handmaid again.
Mm-hmm. She goes right back into a place of servitude.
Lisa goes and greets Meredith, and then the man cries, trout, trout! And they all go,
and they again scream run over to like pull a trout out. Is that the moment where Heather's like, I got it!
Yeah.
And held it up. Her trout grip was pretty good.
She's a great trout grip.
Meredith she's like big holes and a firm grip. Is she gay? Is she a gay man?
She might be
a gay man trapped yeah. in the body of Heather.
God, I love a hole.
God, I love a big hole. And then when she pulled that trout out, and I was like, it's slippery, don't. It might slip back in.
No, she's got a good...
She fucking just like...
Yeah, she has like
she fleshlight gripped that trip.
She's like horse
that
grip. Trip,
that trout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorilla grip. Meredith is not about the trout. Meredith goes, I don't know what's going on. These women are running and screaming and shouting about trout. Meredith is not here for the trout.
She said originally she wasn't going to come. She was like, I don't have experience fishing and I don't like sitting in the cold. And so that Same. Was like how she bowed out. And I was like, work. But then now she's trudging.
Jen sits down with Meredith.
They're sitting also in front of a pile of dead fish to have this conversation.
And then Lisa turns to Meredith and goes, okay, great. Meredith, do you want to have a moment with Jen without me? And then Meredith goes, no. And I was like, she wants an audience. Bear witness.
And then she brings up the fact that Jen has liked a series of homophobic tweets about Brooks mm-hmm. and that it's like relentless. And she makes some really great points.
She goes, Jen, I just need to know if you stand against homophobic hate.
Which I was like, okay. Like,
yeah.
what do you expect her to say? And like, Jen, no, I stand with homophobia. Yeah.
And Jen just fully denies liking the tweets at all.
She goes from a place of Zen Jen, and as soon as Meredith says, like, and I just need to clarify that you are not standing with homophobic hate. And she goes, what are you talking about?
But I love, again, this Jen, her, she's just blaming it on, like, her double. Someone is impersonating.
But, like, who is doing this?
Maybe someone from the Shaw Squad runs her Twitter. But, like,
I don't believe her.
I don't either, but I just love her complete, just
lack of responsibility.
Yeah, and just being like, I don't know who liked those.
And, like, flipping out about it. Why don't you just say you're sorry again?
She won't.
It's truly the easiest problem to solve at this point.
She tries to scrunch her face, but her Botox won't let her. And she goes, what are you talking about?
And she just starts screeching.
And then Meredith goes, I'm done. I'm done. And she shoots up from her seat.
Done with the deflecting, the reflecting, the rejecting, the projecting. I'm done.
She's a liar and she cannot tell the truth, she says. And she just stampers off. And then you just see Lisa spring up and go, Meredith, no, don't leave. Come back. And I was like, Lisa, stop. Why are you obsessed with Jen?
She's obsessed with Jen and Meredith being friends. And then Heather goes, Jen, now's your chance. This is the only shot you've got with Lisa advocating for you. Like, it's the only chance that you'll get to, like, make this right. And she's right. And then Jenny gets involved.
Well, first Jen just goes, she's off disengaging. I can't help her now. And I'm just like, damn, Jen doesn't care at all.
No. Yeah. I don't think she actually gives a shit.
No. But I'm obsessed with Jen. She did it last episode being like, I don't know who liked those. That wasn't me.
But, like, then say who it was or, like, it's still your account, so you have to take responsibility for it. Even if it's someone else liking them, it doesn't change the fact that publicly facing, it's your Twitter account.
But I'm also, last episode, Heather, like, has a printout of the screenshots of
receipts
Jen's.
Don't phase Jen Shaw.
She goes, that's not me. I don't know who that is.
Maybe she's just in a full place of denial because her legal team has been prepping her for her imminent arrest. So they're like, when caught in a lie, deny, deny, deny. And that's just, like, the stance that she's going to take with every possible thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only solution I can think of as to why she's doing this shit.
Jenny runs up to Meredith. And Meredith, I think, is like, who are you?
I live for Jenny fully inserting herself into the situation and
she
being like a broker. She's like, if you don't apologize to you and you don't talk about this, then it's never going to happen. And, like, just screams at everyone. And I think it did shock some sense into both of them. And they were like, wow, we really do need to give it a shot.
And then Jenny goes, I have someone else running my Twitter to Meredith to, like, try to, like, play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jenny goes, just shut the fuck up and listen to each other. And I was like, hell yes.
Yes.
She's a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what she's doing, but it doesn't feel unearned or like she's...
It feels authentic.
It feels truly authentic to who she is. And I just was like so here for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Heather and Whitney are just like, damn.
Whoa.
They're like, she's the MVP.
Meredith has Jen's number though.
Totally.
When she's like, you're a liar, you don't care about anyone but yourself, you cannot see past, she cannot see past herself.
She goes, Brooks has not publicly declared his sexuality. And for you to be liking tweets, calling him a sissy bitch, that does not help his case. And then Jen goes, my kids are hurt too.
Did you ever think about my kids?
And then Meredith goes, what?
What have I done to your kids?
Yeah. And then Jen goes, Jen kind of just goes like, yeah, that's, you have it.
And then walks off and then kind of starts crying to like Heather.
She goes,
Whitney.
I've always supported Brooks.
And she goes, why do I get to be put on the spot for every single thing?
But then then we cut back to that scene when Jen was going, grinder, grinder. Like she was kind of.
She's teasing Brooks.
Yeah.
She's trying to be like, I know you're gay and I'm going to make this joke.
Yeah.
Or I think you're gay.
Like she's not, she's so full of shit.
Yeah.
She doesn't support Brooks.
No. She hates him.
Yeah.
I'd rather have her be like, yeah, I fucking hate him and I hate you too.
And I hate gays.
And I hate gay people and I'm a homophobe. Then, or be like, I hate a lot of gay people and like some gay people. So I'm strategically homophobic when when I feel called to be so. Like, any sort of honesty or authenticity would be much appreciated from one Jennifer Shaw.
But it won't happen.
No. She's in a full place of
lie.
She would lie if you like asked her what she ate for breakfast.
Yeah, pathological. Not even pathological. She knows what she's doing.
She just is. She has too many balls in the air, and I think if your whole business and livelihood is based on, if your huge whole business,
gaping hole,
is based on lying and scamming people, it bleeds into every other part of your life eventually.
She's a logical liar.
Yeah. And I don't even think that she's like a sociopath, because it's not compartmentalized. It's just like you're fully psychotic to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's my take on that.
She's sociopath is like agenda.
Or they're just like, they can do something totally fucked up and then pretend on like, to other people that it's like everything is normal.
She kind of does that though.
Not really. She's still like a fucking mess. She acts like a person who's scamming the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't, like a sociopath
scams people.
Yeah, but they, like I think that Erica Jane is more of a sociopath energy than Jen.
That's true.
Because she may or may not have known about all this shit going down with Tom, but outwardly facing acts like totally different than what that is.
Yeah.
Jen is truly a hurricane mm-hmm. of mess.
The Duchess of Mess.
She's the Duchess.
The Dauphine of Mess.
Mm-hmm. A big whole mess.
My kids are hurt too.
Do you ever think about my kid? I love when she tries to like bring it to her kids, which you like rarely even see on the show.
Yeah. Meredith's like, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
What did I do to your kids? And she's like,
Yeah.
Also, her injectables are fighting. They're at war. They're underneath cold. Her skin.
They're freezing. Her face is hardening from the ice. She's like this. They're all going to come back from this ice fishing day like this.
I know. Like, can your injectables freeze?
Probably.
They probably can.
Yeah. Get your injectables. Get it all planned out, because when climate change comes, you're going to need. What are people going to do?
Well,
when the apocalypse comes and no one can get injectables.
Well, the rich will still get them. Yeah. Everyone still got their injectables over COVID.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that like doctors were making house calls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like they'll be fine. They'll be in a place of and everyone else will be in a place of just droop. Volume loss, wrinkles.
What if I came back on Thursday and I had a facelift?
That'd be amazing.
Like a bad one, like a 1980s facelift.
A 13 facelift where you have like the literal scars mm-hmm. like around in front of your ear. Mm-hmm. So that always terrified me. I had no idea what was even happening. I was just like, why does she have the stitches?
I love Brooke.
A botched facelift?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse.
What does she say? This child is my responsibility, little C word.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar for her.
Yeah, justice for Brooke. Retroactive Oscar, please. They should have like a category of the Oscars that's like the retroactive Oscar.
Someday.
That they like, they really need to rebrand.
Yeah. Someday when there are no more movies left.
Like, make people care again.
Yeah.
You have my contact info if you want to hire me to consult.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Guys.
Guys, we love you.
Join the Patreon to hear our incredible Chicago episodes/live shows. Buy tickets to our upcoming shows. We have Philly on November 30th, Boston on December 3rd, and New York on December 5th. You can get all links to all those shows at LarsMarie.com. Buy yourself some merch.
Buy her some merch, some She's Starting hats. Hopefully we'll have those ready to sell at the other shows.
TBD on that.
TBD on that. Just saying that. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah. And that's it. Love and light.
Bye.
Bye.